USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is in Kenosha, Wisconsin, holding a roundtable with law enforcement officials. The president also says the federal government will provide $4 million to small businesses that were rioted and looted in Kenosha to help them rebuild. And in addition to that,
I'm committed to helping Kenosha rebuild. We all are. We will provide $1 million to the Kenosha law enforcement so that you have some extra money to go out and do what you have to do. You took a rough, it was a rough week.
The president also got a look at some of those businesses that were damaged, and Ford is letting go of about 1,000 full-time workers. CEO Jim Hackett saying the company began a restructuring program 2 years ago, and the cuts are not due to the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
It was a historic moment when an Israeli delegation arrived in Abu Dhabi to hammer out the details of a peace agreement between Israel and the UAE. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The sound of the shofar, a ram's horn, at the St. Regis Hotel in Abu Dhabi was the signal for the beginning for the talks as the Israeli delegation met with UAE negotiators. In Jerusalem, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke about the normalization, calling it a historic day, a joyous day for all citizens of Israel, a day of victory for the doctrine of peace for peace.
Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul has called to subpoena Antifa plane records, hotel records, and all travel records along with funding. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Opening a Democratic-led House hearing, House Majority Whip James Clyburn says Congress needs to act to support the economy and the American people.
The most important step we can take to fix the economy in the long term is to get the pandemic under control. But American families are hurting now. And there are urgent steps the administration must take to prevent our nation's economic crisis from becoming a catastrophe.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, testifying before that committee, agrees with the congressman and says the president is ready and willing to act.
I want to emphasize the president and I do support additional fiscal response, and we've been working hard to try to get a negotiated agreement on a bipartisan basis.
Florida's governor is firing the company that processed more than 13 million coronavirus tests in the state. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis firing Quest Diagnostics for dumping nearly 75,000 test results Tuesday, some of them months old.
They dumped, I think, 75,000 test results dating back to April. And so it's like, okay, you're required to put this in, and you do it now in this big dump.
More news can always be found, of course, online at usaradio.com or on Facebook as well, at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.